Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are the day after Eagles games always. The Jordan Mailata Show at 6 tonight with Elliot, Jordan, and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. So the Eagles will be without Lane Johnson for an indeterminate amount of time. It seems like at least a month. He has a Lisfranc sprain and will miss 4 to 6 weeks. So you had a Lisfranc injury at one point?
Yeah, I had this very injury. I got it 3 of us got it that year. Deuce Staley got it in like the second or third week of the season, maybe the fourth week of the season. It basically ended his season. He needed surgery.
Okay.
And I think this was 02. It was 01. And I got it, and another player got it. Rod Smarter got it. And he and I both got Lisfranc sprains in the last meaningless game down in Tampa. We had to make up the Tampa game from 9/11.
Yep.
And it didn't count for anything at the end of the year. We were already in the playoffs. And I got injured in that game, so I missed the playoffs. The only games I missed in my career was that postseason. And I say that to say my foot wasn't back right until that April.
Oh, wow.
Sometime that spring. So, now there's always varying degrees of the sprain.
Yep.
I'm just saying the worst ones is the one that needs surgery, because that takes almost a year.
And it's at the top of your foot?
Yes. And mine was the fifth metacarpal in my foot.
So what I wonder, and from my long history talking about feet injury, mm-hmm. with the
So
the
you see
Sixers.
Your hand?
Yes.
It's a good example. You got your hand out like this, so,
yep.
So like these are your toes.
Yep.
It's this area.
So is one of the issues there, I know there's not a lot of blood flow in that mm-hmm. area. Is that one of the issues with
yep.
the healing? There's not a lot of blood flow in that area.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
the blood flow issue?
What? No. The different blood flow issue.
Oh, I'm not talking
about before. Yeah.
What's wrong with you, man?
So, you know, it's been, you know, we've been beat over the head with, and it's true, the Eagles do not have a great record without Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Johnson, I imagine, will take his spot on the offensive line. The thing that that is obvious, Fred Johnson's done a good job filling in for Lane, but that is a step down. The other place it hurts them is not being able to use Fred Johnson
yes.
as that sixth
yep.
offensive lineman, as they've been able to do, that had helped them run the ball pretty well mm-hmm. for a couple of games there leading up to the bye week, which means who would be it? Would it be Pryor?
Pryor, right?
Pryor yeah. in that spot. Mm. And I wonder if they even try that at all with Pryor instead of Lane. You know, the good thing is it seems like if this goes according to schedule, they have Lane Johnson back for the playoffs. I think at this point, hopefully he's back before then. At this point, with the lead they have in the NFC East, the fact that the rest of their schedule is not nearly as hard as the first part of their schedule was, those mm-hmm. two Commanders games look a lot easier than they did. No game's easy, but hopefully we have him back at full strength for the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you probably have to look at it.
And I will say my injury was 25 years ago.
Yes, yes, yes.
Medicine
yes.
has advanced.
Yes.
So, you know, what took me longer to sort of heal just through rehab and rest, there was no corrective surgery. There was nothing. It was just basically getting rehab and trying to get the, like you said, the blood flow back in there. So maybe he's able to come back in 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
Like I said, it's 25 years. And so they got the technology and the medical advancements now that these guys come back from injuries a lot sooner than we did two decades ago.
Well, and the good thing is, so they've had a lot of offensive line injury problems this year. We had the you know, about a month with Landon where he was mm-hmm. in or out. Cam has had the injury
issue. He still isn't fully healthy.
He is not. Then Lane's out. What I hope is, and that is part of the good reason them stacking those wins earlier, you end up having these injury issues. You can get them back for the playoffs. Luckily, you're 8-2 and not 6-4 right. in this spot.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, fellas? How you doing? What up? Ike, what's going on?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me first say this, right, to everybody out there. You know, we all have opinions when we call this radio station, okay? Nothing is true. We're not true. We're not false. We're not liars. We're not, you know, we're not reporters, none of that. We are all callers. We have opinions. And let's just have a certain level of respect for each other. And I'm not talking indirect. I'm talking to you, OG Wade. Have respect. When you speak my name, okay? When I see you, I want to still be able to say what's up to you and keep it moving. Jalen, you don't know Jalen from a can of paint, all right? We all Eagles fans in this situation. I'm leaving that there. And let me get into this game yesterday, right? I just want
Something
to say
must
this.
Have yeah.
It's like me watching two different teams. You know, I hear you, Ike, when you say we're 8-2, and I want to be happy we're 8-2. But how can I be happy we're 8-2 when they're not even happy they're 8-2? On the offensive side, the defense is fine. I mean, they flying around, you know, they're fun side of the ball. They hitting, you know, they communicating. They giving each other a top five. You know, that just seems like two different teams. You know, with on the same team, how are we supposed to be happy at 8-2 as fans when we see all this stuff that's happening around our organization and around this number one seeded Eagles team? It has a chance to repeat, and they don't even realize what they got in front of their face. That the offense, they look miserable. The coach, the quarterback, you know what I mean? The wide receiver, you know, the running back, even Saquon, he don't have the same smile on his face. They all look miserable, man, on that side.
They're frustrated. Well, they're frustrated. They're not playing at the level they expect to play.
Yeah. So here's the thing, you know, mm-hmm. I'm supposed to feel good and feel like, you know, we got a chance.
Yes.
No.
Hold on. No. Hold up. No.
Couldn't last week you said?
Oh, no. Let me handle this.
Okay.
Let me handle this. Because you just told me last week that you were no longer going to nitpick at the wins. You're going to enjoy the team because you didn't enjoy the season last year and you looked up before you knew it. They were in the Super Bowl and had won the Super Bowl, and you had missed out on an entire season. You just said this last week. All it took was for one game for you to go back to that, and it's a game they actually won. They actually won the game, and I'm trying to bring you back to my side of things, Chuck. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do.
Don't let them do it.
I understand the frustration. Believe me, in the midst of the game when it's happening, I'm frustrated too. I'm yelling at my TV. I'm with everybody else. But then when that clock hits 00, and we have more points than the other team, I take a sigh of relief and say, "Whew! But that's another notch in our belt. We're 8-2. We're on to the next one." This was a tough stretch. We still got two more games, four games in the span of 18 days. Four games. We're through the toughest part of that four-game stretch. Now we got to go to Dallas and smack them around next week, and then we got to smack the Bears around after Thanksgiving. And then you know what we're going to be, Chuck? We're going to be 10-2, Chuck. 10-2, and you're still going to be mad at the team, Chuck.
I told you. I said Jared Goff, whatever's called his name, he was a fraud. Okay? I said that if I take a Vic Fangio defense over Dan Campbell offense any day of the week. And I was right. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, my brain is bleeding, man, watching this offense. I'm at the point now where I just want the offense to score 16 points in the regular season and get out the way. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I want to see this defense now. I'm excited when the defense come on the field.
I'm with you there.
How can you be so good or be so bad at the same time? And I'm still enjoying the win. Trust me.
Okay.
We ain't going to sit here. This quarterback looks terrible. He just looks terrible. The offensive play calling designs look terrible. I don't even know where to start at. I want to feel good, trust me. And I don't think there's a team that could come in here and beat this team. And I tell you, the NFL better be thanking their lucky stars their offense ain't got it together. And if they do get it together, they're going to be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Anybody coming from is going to be in trouble. But I'm just
one
saying,
thing
man.
Before you go, Chuck. No, let me tell you this. Let me assure you of this. The offense will get it together well enough to get us that second Lombardi. Just remember I told you that.
I do.
Get it together just like they got it together enough last year to get the other one. They're going to do it again this year. They will.
You know why I believe that, Ike?
Yep.
One reason why I believe that.
Because I told you.
That's one reason, but I get another reason, right? The reason I believe that, right, is because I believe the Eagles play poker. They're not showing the whole hand. The dynamic of the game is going to change in the playoffs, and that's when they're going to add Jalen Hurts' legs.
I think they got a 6 and a 2.
And that's what I believe. But, you know,
hey,
8-2, I take it, man. Peace.
All right, Chuck. 215-592-9494. We will have Nick Sirianni talking before 4 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. I'm sure there'll be a lot of fun questions for Nick. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That's Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.